The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody, and boy, are we living in some strange times. You know, it's interesting. On Facebook, I actually posted something about doing, I did a reading for Las Vegas. It's on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook and go to Mystic Mona, you can see the reading that I did about that. It's pretty amazing. So I'm just going to tell you to look at it on your own. By the way, down the road, if you can follow me on Mona Van Joseph on Instagram or Psychic View Radio on Instagram, you can find out all the live broadcasts of this program. So today, here it is, on Friday, and it's March 20th, and it's a live program. So I'm going to go right to the callers because I have a whole bunch of you lined up. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lacey.
Oh, hi, Lacey. What's your question for me today?
My question is, with all this going on, I've had a lot of anxiety over myself and family getting sick and being able to deal with that sickness. So I guess my question is just, what do we do, and, how are things looking for myself and my family?
So I'm going with what can you do, because that's the only thing you can do, is what can Lacey
okay.
do, all right? So the very first card you have in your reading of the five-card spread that I'm doing for you is trusting that everything's going to be okay, all right? Now, we are being forced to be by ourselves right now, which means we are facing our own demons. We're facing our own fears, our own opportunities, our own challenges, because we have to figure out what we can do internally to squash the fears, okay? I don't see anything coming up in your cards that you, in the long term, actually have to worry about. It's saying here, I think that the whole purpose that Spirit has presented this to us is for us to go inward and for us to tackle the things that we have to tackle internally that hold us back. What I keep getting here with your cards is the first card talks about trusting yourself, that everything's going to be okay. As a matter of fact, that particular card is one of the most beautiful cards in my deck. The key word on it is actually called trust, right? But when mm-hmm. I went to the store to buy myself a new deck of cards, because I was just going to get another Rider Waite deck, I haven't used it in so long I couldn't even remember how it's pronounced. But when I went to the store to buy a new deck, the gal goes, you might want to see this. So I'm going through this new deck, and this card called Trust comes up. And my whole body went goose flesh. So I knew that this was my deck of cards, because I'd never had a reaction with a deck like that. I'd looked at other decks going, oh, yeah, that's pretty. But for my whole body to react as though my skin was prickly all over when I saw this one card. Well, that's the first card you have in this reading, which means you've got to trust that everything's going to be okay. It's saying that the reason this quiet time, and I'm putting that in air quotes, is being presented to you is so that you can find out what makes you happy just with you being you. That's a tough nut for a lot of people to crack because they're so used to being busy, right? Then it's saying, mm-hmm. the next one is, do not compromise anything. So don't let anyone take advantage of you. Don't make deals behind the scenes that end up actually screwing you in the long run. That's literally what this card says. It's saying here, you've got to keep looking at the high road. You've got to keep looking at what brings you a sense of peace and joy. And mm-hmm. it's saying here that you're being forced to slow down, even though it's painful. But do I see anything hitting you upside the head that's going to be some awful thing you have to deal with? This says no.
Okay, awesome.
It doesn't say that you get kicked out of your house. It doesn't say you go bankrupt. It doesn't say anything like that. What it says is if you can just get in the moment and say, okay, what will give me a sense of peace right now that I can do? So, you know, people have been posting out there on Facebook of what you can do while this is going on. I mean, I cleaned out a couple cabinets in my kitchen yesterday. It was eye-opening. Mm-hmm. It was eye-opening. And what I'm trying to tell you is that you can find things to do to stay busy that mm-hmm. don't involve leaving the house. And if you have to leave the house, take precautions, right? Wash your hands. Do all the right things. But what it's saying here is this is where you catch up on the reading you didn't do. This is where you start journaling. This is where you start imagining in your mind's eye the kind of future you want for yourself and your partner. This is when you actually do that. So I'm not seeing anything that's going to hit you upside the head that's going to hurt you. That's not coming up in your cards at all. So, all right, gal pal, thanks
that's
for the
news.
Call. All right, see ya.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalie.
Oh, hi, Natalie. What's your question for me today?
I just have a question. With all this, again, my spouse and I, we are out of work for the next 30 days, and I'm just wondering, is this like a good time for us to maybe look at other avenues for careers, or should we just kind of be patient and wait for?
I have a question for you. Is your company actually paying you through the 30 days?
We are still trying to fight that.
Okay, all right.
So we're still not sure.
Well, because here's the thing. Some of the companies here have really stepped up and said, hey, we're here for the long haul. We all want you back. I mean, even station casinos turn their part-time employees into full-time employees to pay them full-time and give them benefits through this. Of course, you know, the big move about that is that if something were to happen, they wouldn't be filing workers' comp claims too. So, you know, we're looking at it both ways. But for them to step up and be proactive about it, you know, yay station casinos, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting – here's the funny thing is what I'm getting with you is that – you don't really like where you are. So the difference between you and the last caller is that you don't really like where you are right now. So you really do want to make a shift and a change. So first we get honest with ourselves about, okay, what do I want now, right? And the second is there are still job postings out there right now you can apply for. Now, people might not be working at their offices, but recruiters are making calls to people. So if you do see a job you like, I like the idea of you changing jobs, because what it's saying here is that the coincidental circumstances that are going on with you right now actually are benefiting you in the long run. Because when you frankly say to yourself, well, I really don't like my freaking job, so I'm going to look for something else that sets me on a path that's a little bit more aligned with the fact that, and this is a truth about you, I am creative, I am resourceful, I'm awesome. I'm not lazy. I don't want to work for someone anymore that takes credit for my work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing
there.
Okay. So here's the thing is that you chose this person as your supervisor specifically to learn what you needed to learn, but more importantly, learn what you don't want.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So your cards are talking about from a place of discomfort is coming and springing your new beginning. And what's interesting is because you are forced to be home with your own resources, it's saying that by coincidence you stumble across the kind of job you'd really like to do. So, for example, we will always be the convention capital of the world in Vegas, right? So
mm-hmm.
one of the things that you do really well is you're great at talking to people. You're great at letting them know what they have available to them. So there's a couple of huge convention companies here in Vegas, GES, Freeman Company. It's like you could actually see what they have available, even if it's, quote, just a customer service job. Because what happens is once you get into the company, well, then you have the opportunity to grow with that company. You see what I mean? But what it's saying is that from a place of discomfort, you're realizing, well, gee, even if they do allow me to come back, I'm not sure I want to go back.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it was really smart of Station Casinos to pretty much let their employees know that we're in it for the long haul and we're going to take care of you, because they don't want to go through the expense of trying to find a bunch of new employees when the doors open again. You see what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
But you, unlike the last caller, you don't like your job. And you're
mm-hmm.
actually facing the fact that you really don't want to go back. But what are you going to do? So you do sit down, you make a skill set list of all the things you're good at. That's what you're going to do. As soon as we get off the phone,
okay.
you're going
to
make a skill set list.
I have plenty of time to do that.
Right, exactly. And you're going, gee, how can those skills morph into the kind of work I really want to do? And I think that if you went more into like convention services, event planning, destination things, anything that has to do with a lot of detail, because you're good at that. The thing is I'm just tired of the person you work for right now taking credit for all your work.
Yes.
So
no,
I see this
true.
As a this is actually, in my opinion, Natalie, this is the best thing that could have happened to you. Just saying.
Awesome.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
I feel the same. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 505. Let me get them on there. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia. What's your question?
Hi, I have a question about I've had a longstanding, pretty much all my life, bad relationship with a sister of mine who I cut off, and I just wanted to find out if that's going to go well.
Before I even turn cards over for you, I'm going to say something. We choose in this lifetime, before we come into this lifetime, all the relationships that we have to learn what we need to learn, all right? Sometimes those relationships are toxic because they're there to show us what we don't want, all right? Your sister has never been authentic with you. Actually, she's not authentic with herself, which means she can't help it in a way because she can't be authentic with anybody. The thing is that it's absolutely okay for you to not have a relationship with her.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm going to turn your cards over, all right? See, here's the thing is that your sister is coming up as someone that is, it's always been all about her. So if something benefits her, you get, you know, kind of what you think is pretty good behavior. But when it doesn't benefit her, you don't get good behavior. So when you realize that she's still stuck at being a 14-year-old spoiled brat in her head, as soon as you realize that's where she's stuck, then you have to treat her like a 14-year-old spoiled brat.
Right.
Okay. Here's the other thing. The universe has provided to you a family that's not actually blood related to you. You have all these people around you you have a dozen people that would bail you out of jail, no questions asked, if you found yourself in that really awkward situation.
Right.
And she has nobody.
Yeah, that is true. A lot of people don't like her.
Right. So here's the thing. Just because, and I'm sorry, you know, there's all these shows out there, oh, well, you know, I'm taking care of you because you're family. Oh, okay, well, that's great, but that's a TV show, right? The thing is that she has yet to realize that that her actions have consequences. And it doesn't
right.
mean that you get to cater to her whim of the moment, right? Because right smack in the middle of your cards is an understanding that says, I can be related to you, but I don't have to be obliged to you. That's literally what your cards are saying. I can be related to you, but I don't have to be obliged to you. And that means that you're not her ATM. That means that you're not somebody that will give her your spare room. This is not where this is going. What you can say is something like this. You know, I have a long history with you because we're related. And frankly, what I've summed up from that long history is that I don't trust you. And I can't help you until I get to the point of being able to trust you. And that means that you're going to have to prove to me down the road over these next, say, 6 months that I can trust you, because right now I can't.
Right.
So here's the thing. That honest communication might draw her up right by those little short hairs, but it's exactly what she needs to hear. Because if she gets pissed off at you and doesn't call you, she's doing you a favor.
Yeah, actually, I cut off everything with her, and I pretty much told her who she was. So.
All right, then you did the right thing. And you've got to not go into the guilty, don't go down the rabbit hole of guilt here. It is exactly the karmic thing you were supposed to do, Patricia.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you're okay.
So I did the right thing, and I'm protected.
Of course you did. Now, I mean, if she's struggling with money, I mean, if that's part of what this is about, you know, you could anonymously send her a $100 gift card to a grocery store if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, it's more jealousy than anything else on my life.
Yeah,
it's
well, here's you that did things the hard way, the quality way, the long way, right? And she's a shortcutter. She's used her sexual energy. She's used manipulation. She's used all the characteristics of being a woman that are not very attractive.
Right.
And you, on the other hand, did it the hard way. No one's given you anything. Everything you have, you've earned.
Yes, absolutely.
So you can't don't go down the guilty rabbit hole for the fact that she is now living the consequences of her own behavior.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Sharon. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
I know this is the craziest thing. It is the same kind of call as your last call.
Okay.
My father died at the end of January, and my little sister was so nasty. She's very toxic. I just want to know if her and I will ever make amends, because I want to keep in touch with her two nieces. I really love them a lot. She's toxic. I mean, she's trying to turn them against me. How's that?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's go to the truth of this. You were your father's favorite. Let's go to the truth of this, all right? And your sister is coming up as a reversed little brat. So she's coming up that way in your cards. The thing is that not only is she coming up as kind of a, you know, the B word here, she's also trying to manipulate her cause in order to make you look bad. Now, your nieces are smarter than this, okay? You're going to always have a relationship with them because you're going to make sure that happens, all right? But you can't change somebody else's behavior. You can only be you. So what you do is you take a big, giant step backward. Now, here's the thing about energy, all right, which is why right now we should be sending all the energy out there and then allowing it to come back through our heart right now, because it is about self-awareness and self-examination right now. So the fact that you're feeling guilty about the fact you don't have a relationship with your sister, but your sister's not feeling guilty about what's going on with you.
I know.
Okay, so it's very one-sided that you have all this compassion built up to forgive her, and yet she's the one behaving like a brat, right? So what you do is you just take a big, giant step back. And here's the thing with energy. You take a big, giant step back mentally, emotionally. You just go, all right, I'm turning it over to spirit. I'm turning it over to God, right? When you take that big step back, what happens is she feels it. She feels the disconnect. Now, there will be this sense of loss, and she's not going to be able to understand why it feels that way. She's also going to go, well, gee, the one person that I really could rely on in emergency was my sister. And when she realizes that the disconnect is coming from you taking a big, giant step back, then and only then will she actually come to her right mind. But you're looking at kind of a long period here. You're looking at she's got to go through her levels of emotions where, well, I need to have this or I'm justified in that, blah, 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 whatever it is, right? She's got to get to the point where she realizes that she's not an island. And she's going to look around at all the people that she's basically screwed, because it's not just you. And what's going to happen is that she might have her, you know, as they say, come to Jesus moment. That's what you're waiting for. Right, her come to Jesus moment. But you can't push her into the come to Jesus moment. She's got to do it herself.
I won't. I have backed
right,
up.
Sharon.
It's just, oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got this,
okay?
Girl. You got this. See ya. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to the 626 area code. Hello, 626. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. This is Genevieve.
Genevieve? What a cool name.
Yeah.
What's your question for me today?
That's what you told me the last time when I had
Yeah, I love that name. I think you're the only Genevieve that's ever called my program. So, all right, what's your question for me today?
Okay, my question is, Mona, I had a mild heart attack January 5th. Yeah, well, it was kind of scary, and it was calling on Jesus.
No, it was kind of a lot scary, but go ahead.
Okay, so I went to my doctor, did an EKG. He said, yes, something happened. He sent me to the heart doctor. Heart doctor said, that's not too bad, but he is going to set me up April 1st for a echocardiogram and a chest test.
Right.
Do you see any surgery in my future?
No, I do not see surgery at all here for you. Now, remember, I'm a psychic, not a medical professional. But according to
Correct.
Your cards, you're being revealed the truth of how you need to take care of yourself moving forward. So this is to show you that you need to calm down and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards here, you've been so compassionate and so much of a giver to other people that you've ignored taking care of yourself.
Okay, that's true.
Right, because you have this sort of compulsive nature, and I'm actually even going to use the word addiction. It's like you have an addiction to pleasing people, and I'm telling you to basically break that addiction. The funny thing is about our current environment right now and the fact that we are, most of us, self-isolating to make sure that nothing happens, that it shouldn't, right? You get to
Correct.
Sit with yourself right now, and you get to actually really explore, okay, what's the most important thing going on with me right now? And do I feel out of sorts because I can't go out there and help people? Right?
Hmm. Right.
Yeah, so now go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you, Spirit is directing you to find what brings you a sense of joy and peace. That's why this is going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I absolutely love this quiet time and having to stay home. I love it. I'm really liking it, and maybe because I am with myself more.
Right, and you're breaking the addiction
things.
You're breaking the addiction of a compulsive call to action. That's the addiction you're breaking right now. And you're concentrating on you. And I think when you go and have this test and you've had this time of actually quiet time, you're going to find that the test is actually pretty good. So that's what your cards are saying. And awesome for your call. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You're
See
welcome.
You later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.